What goes into corn silage? David Sparks, Ag Information Network. DeKalb technical agronomist David Heimkes was providing general recommendations to dairy farmers regarding successful silage harvests. Based on the way that silage corn is harvested, I asked him about the specific components that go into a pile.
It's that entire corn plant, basically from 14 inches off the ground. That entire corn plant is ground up. Stalk, leaves, grain, cob, the whole works is ground up into little pieces, finely chopped pieces, and then packed into the silage pile at the dairy.
Is there nutritional value in a cob?
There's value in it all. Definitely different levels of nutrition as you go. Even if you take the stock itself. Digestibility is a huge part of feeding a silage product, and the bottom of that stock is where most of the lignin, what makes it stand erect, that lignin is down in the bottom of that stock at a higher percentage. It's got to be all the way through or it would just look like it wilted and fall over. But the highest level of lignin is on that bottom part of that stock. So as you raise the header and say you went from 6 inches off the ground to a foot or 20 inches, that will change your digestibility of that silage.
My assumption is that elements of the cob and the stock serve as roughage, just like in humans. I'm David Sparks, proud to be producing this program in association with the Ag Information Network.